AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden travels to Louisiana to get a glimpse at recovery from Hurricane Ida.
Uprooted trees and blue tarps covering shredded houses could be seen as Air Force One was landing.
I promise we're going to have your backs till this gets done.
The president heard from people like Jacqueline Hotar, the president of St. John the Baptist Parish.
Our immediate needs are power, water, communications, and financial assistance.
The president wants to see the rebuilding hold up when the next big storm hits.
It seems to me we can save a whole lot of money and a whole lot of pain for our constituents. If when we build back, we build it back in a better way.
Deputies are warning people returning to areas outside New Orleans to come equipped like survivalists because of the lack of basic services. I'm Ed Donahue.
Remnants of the storm set off historic flooding from Maryland through Connecticut. At least 49 people are known dead, 25 in New Jersey. Shah Zeb talks about his hometown of Manville.
Hardworking people are living here. Everybody, the town is very amazing. Everybody likes to help each other out. But this just came out of nowhere. Nobody knew.
President Biden moves to declassify documents related to the September 11th attacks.
8 days before the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, President Joe Biden directed the Justice Department and other executive branch agencies to begin a review for the declassification of certain documents related to the attacks. Biden said he was making good on a campaign commitment. The order requires the release of declassified documents over the next 6 months. Last month, the Justice Department said the FBI has completed an investigation examining certain 9/11 hijackers and potential co-conspirators. The president's executive order says the FBI must complete its declassification review of documents from that probe by September 11. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is AP News. Up to 50,000 people evacuated from Afghanistan are heading to the U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says more than 20% are U.S. citizens or people already living lawfully in this country.
Approximately 79% have been special immigrant visa holders, special immigrant visa applicants, other vulnerable Afghan nationals.
Nearly 130,000 people were airlifted out of Afghanistan. A family that lost five members in a tubing accident on a North Carolina river is suing Duke Energy. Suit claims the utility failed to use barricades, barriers, buoys, and other safety devices to prevent boaters from going over a submerged dam and being caught in the recirculating waters. Nine relatives from North Carolina and Indiana were floating down the Dan River in inflatable tubes when they went over the 8-foot dam. The survivors weren't seen or rescued until the day after the accident. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.